Now, let's go live on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show Hotline.
We are pleased to welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. He's Winnipeg Jets assistant coach Charlie Huddy. Charlie, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Good afternoon to you guys.
Charlie, we saw the pictures of Jacob Trouba at the Iceplex. Obviously, you have to start there with the scary situation from last night's game. By all accounts, he dodged a bullet just a couple weeks out with the neck strain and everything else. Have you had the opportunity to talk to Jacob, and how is he feeling?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit at practice today. You know what? He was in good spirits. He was doing real well, a little bit sore and stiff, but other than that, again, just in real good spirits.
And Charlie, injury aside, of course, and obviously happy that he did dodge that bullet. How pleasantly surprised have you been from a coaching defense perspective how seamless it appears Trouba's transition has been to the National Hockey League so far?
Yeah, you know what, it's been real good. You never know what you're gonna get from a young guy coming in, especially on defense. Playing at the level he'd been playing at. Just to be able to come in and play the way he's played for us, there's always learning curves, and there's going to be mistakes that'll be made through the course of the game, through the course of the season. But he's done a real good job for us. He's logged a lot of minutes in a lot of games, and I've had him out there in all different situations. So he's been a real pleasant surprise for us.
Charlie, Zach Bogosian signed that big contract in the off season. As a coach, how do you guard against a player like Zach Bogosian putting too much pressure on himself after having signed that contract?
He's a pretty level-headed kid. I think Zach is one of those guys from the time that I've known him. He just loved to come to the rink and play the games. I don't think he puts any added pressure on himself. Every guy that goes out there wants to play well and help the team win, and I think that's what Zach does. I mean, there's going to be points where you feel you should be doing a little bit more or whatever the case may be, but I think that's where you just keep them level-headed and just get them out there playing.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290, tsn1290.ca. We're joined by Winnipeg Jets assistant coach Charlie Huddy.
Charlie, it seems like when you watch the Jets play, obviously there's a bunch of mobile defense on the squad, as you're obviously aware. Guys like Bogosian and Trouba, it seems like even more so than last year, they're dumping the puck in, or they're kind of skating the puck out of their own zone, even through their neutral zone, getting the red line, dumping it in, and then forechecking on their own, following up their own dump in. Is that something the team's trying to be more conscious of, is getting in on the forecheck and maybe using the defense speed to start creating problems in the offensive zone?
Well, I think one of the things is we'd like to get our defensemen involved in the offense. Yeah, we want them joining the rush coming in out on the breakout, and if they're carrying the puck up and get it laid into the goal line, they're able to go in and get some forecheck. It's not something we want them doing all the time for the simple reason that they might get caught in deep and they might come back the other way on us, which we're not looking for. But if they've made a good dump, they've got an opportunity to get the puck, then obviously we let them go in and go from there. And all I ask is that they go into the offensive zone and kind of get in and out. If they get in there and they can make a play, then they can get out and get back to their point position and get their spot filled by a forward. But again, we want to get our D involved in the offense and in the rush, because like you say, we've got some guys that can skate back there and make some plays.
Charlie, sticking with Zach Bogosian, the team has had him on the left side of the defensive pairings for a large portion of the season so far. What is the thought process behind that decision, and how difficult is it for a player to make that adjustment?
Well, I think that was just the pairs that we had that we thought were going to help us win hockey games, the pairs that we had put together and kind of go from there. It's a little bit of a change when you get onto your opposite side. Mm-hmm. I played it my whole career. I played the right side, shot left, but it's a bit of a change. There's an adjustment period. It takes time to get used to just everything, just reading the ice. And, when you get the puck, you're obviously on the other side. So now for me, you're always looking more into the middle of the ice and things like that. But even just, keeping pucks in along the boards and in the offensive zone, pinching down and things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you can do it, I think a lot of the times it's a pretty good way to play on your offside. It gives you a little bit more advantage. When you go back into your own end, you pick the puck up, now you're coming out on your forehand, and you know, taking the rush, you can use your stick and push guys wide. So there's a few advantages to it, but again, it does take a little bit of time to get used to.
Charlie, just from a hockey like theory perspective, why do you think it is that we see more left? You know, you as you said, you were a left-handed shooting guy. Why do you think it is we see more left-handed shooting guys playing the offside on defense as opposed to right-handed shooting guys?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. You know, I think the big thing is that although there's more coming in now, there's not enough right-handed defensemen, so they got to get the lefties over on the right side. But we're seeing a lot more right-handed shots come in. So I think that's the biggest reason is that at particular times there's not enough right-hand shots.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290, online at tsn1290.ca. We're joined by Winnipeg Jets assistant coach Charlie Huddy.
Charlie, we wanted to ask you about shuffling players in and out of the lineup because you work primarily with the defensemen and you are dealing with players coming in and out of the lineup, and with the unfortunate injury to Jacob Trouba, that's going to happen probably with Paul Postma coming back into the lineup. And Postma and Grant Klitsam are probably two of the guys that have shuffled in and out of the lineup so much. How do you guard against players losing their confidence when they're coming in and out of the lineup on a week-to-week basis?
Well, yeah, you're right. That's the biggest thing is just trying to keep their confidence level high. And, you know, guys that are kind of in and out of the lineup, I always, you know, just ask them to just, you know, to be working hard in practice. Their practice is like their games for them, you know, so I want them to try to stay sharp and, you know, again, play practice like it's a game so that they can, you know, make some plays and get some confidence. So when they get back into the lineup that they've, you know, like you said, they've got that confidence to make plays. And the big thing is when you're in and out of the lineup, you're always a little bit nervous coming back in, and sometimes things don't go the right way. But, you know, having said that, it's the, you know, the guys that can put a mistake in behind them and move forward from there are the guys that really help their game and help improve their game down the road. So you're right. The big thing is just keeping them confident and, you know, giving them the opportunity to get out there and play and to build their confidence.
And Charlie, coming into the season, the team was talking a lot about preaching a better commitment to team defense. And from a defenseman's perspective, from the defense perspective, what did you have to stress most when trying to talk about that team defense concept?
Holding position a little bit more, not getting running out of position and, you know, chasing pucks and things like that, or chasing guys. We wanted to hold position and read from the middle of the ice, and then when the opportunity's there to be able to close them out. And I think one of the areas that we knew we had to improve in and we're still working on it is just around our net. I think our defense, just we need to be a little bit better around our defense of getting people out of the way so the goaltender can see that first shot. And the other side of it is just being able to clear rebounds out of there, or getting bodies out of there and moving guys out so pucks aren't laying around and guys getting second and third chances on them. That's where a lot of goals are scored, you know, second and third opportunities. So we've got to continue to get better in that area.
You talk about, you know, clearing the rebounds. That was probably a problem on that third goal last night for St. Louis. But in terms of, again, kind of a hockey theory question, Charlie, a lot of teams are now fronting the player in front of the net, you know, the opposing player in front of the net, as opposed to maybe clearing them out when they kind of did when you played. What's your kind of position on that change with the game?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's the only thing I've told our guys is that if they're gonna be in front of the opposition when somebody's shooting from the point or wherever the case may be, then their number one thing is they've got to block the shot.
Right.
They've got no choice, because if it falls in behind them, the opposition obviously is in behind them, and they've got a chance to score. So that's all I ask them if they're gonna front. I'm still kind of a guy that likes to, you know, be behind the guy so you can get his stick and kind of push him out. I know we're limited on rules and how we can move guys in front of the net. It's not favorable for defensemen that are you know, when you're playing the front of the net. But the big thing is getting body position and boxing guys out. For me, is when, you know, pucks go back to the point, I want to try get our guys to, you know, box the forward who's trying to get to the front of the net. Like, make him work hard to get to the front of the net. We just can't let him get there and get position. So that's an area that we're always talking about and working on, about, you know, make the opposition work to get to the front of the net. And then once they get there, you know, the battle's on.
Charlie, we'll let you go on this last question. Obviously, the hybrid icing has been introduced to the NHL this year. How big has the adjustment been from a defense's perspective?
I don't think there's much. I mean, you know, when the puck's shot down, you're always going to go as hard as you can to get it because you don't know if it's going to be icing or not. But I think it'll, at the end of the day, I guess it'll save, could save some injuries. There's maybe some gray areas right now still. I think the linesmen are still having a little bit of a tough time, you know, figuring, you know, the race part out and the other part. You know, I was talking to one of the linesmen last night was, you know, if a team comes in and rims the puck and it goes to the other side, you know, it's a tough call for them on, you know, judging who's going to get there first and stuff like that. So I think as the season goes on, I think it'll get cleared up. But, again, it'll probably save some injuries at the end of the day.
Charlie Huddy, Winnipeg Jets assistant coach, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.